Animal Kingdom winning the Derby 2 weeks ago. Back at it tomorrow. Grand Motion trainer, Maryland-based trainer, been busy up at Fairhill, getting a lot more attention than they normally get up there. Kind enough to join us this morning on the show as he's getting ready for the second leg of the Triple Crown. Graham, it's great to have you with us. We really appreciate you taking a couple minutes for us.
No problem.
Well, how has life changed? Number one, I bet you last night was the first time you threw out the first pitch at a baseball game, right?
Definitely. A little odd for an Englishman.
Was that a fastball that you threw or a curveball or what?
I'm not sure what I did, but I thought it was okay.
It looked good to me. Have you played baseball before? Played catch or anything?
Yeah, I have. I have an 8-year-old son who's played a little softball, so we have a little go at it in the garden.
All right, great. So Graham Motion joins us here. Well, so how has life changed in the last 13 days since you became the trainer of the Derby champ?
It's been a whirlwind, to be honest. I wanted last week to take as long as it could, and this week I wanted to speed it up and get to the Preakness as quickly as possible.
So, I mean, now you're a big shot. How is this going for you? You say life has changed. How's Animal Kingdom doing, though? Everybody's talking about everyone else. How's the horse doing?
Yeah, he's been great. I think he's oblivious to what's going on around him, which is good. So he's in good shape. I tell you, I couldn't be happier with him. He galloped great today. We just literally got back from the track with him, and I think he's in great form.
Has this been the most buzz at Fairhill since Barbaro 5 years ago?
Oh, definitely, without a doubt.
So it's kind of a place of activity. And tell me a little bit about your philosophy. Most of the Derby horses came in on Thursday, and they shipped in many of them, I think, from Churchill Downs. You obviously got your horse back in Maryland earlier, so give me the philosophy of not bringing down Friday for the night, but shipping down the day of the race, which is, for a horse, it isn't a big deal, I guess.
You know, it's kind of what we do routinely with our horses. We run a lot of horses at Pimlico, and we normally ship the day of. I thought about taking him over there on Friday, but to be honest, I just couldn't really see what the benefits were, and quite frankly, he gets to spend another 24 hours in his stall that he's familiar with without disrupting his schedule.
All right, Graham. Graham Motion's our guest. What about all this rain, Graham? I mean, talking about every day it's coming down. Track conditions, I don't know how well Pimlico dries. You may obviously know better more than I. But what do you expect tomorrow, and is the horse good in the mud?
I'll be honest, I don't know. I mean, the mud is an unknown to him. The Derby was the first race he's ever run in the dirt, so he certainly seems to handle it okay in the morning. I'm not even sure what the forecast is. I've tried not to pay too much attention to things that I can't really have a whole lot of control of.
Now, the forecast is supposed to be beautiful tomorrow. Your experience down at Pimlico might be able to answer this question. If it doesn't rain at all tomorrow, and there's going to be 11 races on the track beforehand, what would you expect the condition of the track to be in?
You know, Pimlico, by and large, is a really fair track. I don't think it really has any biases. You know, I just got to hope my horse handle it. He's only run on one dirt track, and that was Churchill, and he handled it great. So I certainly feel good about it.
Can you give us a sense of how you expect the race to run? Obviously, there's some horses that are coming over from the Derby, and then there's some new shooters and maybe some shooters that can set a pace. So give me a sense of how you think it'll run and where Animal Kingdom will be along the way.
I think there's quite a bit of speed in there, more so than the Derby, and I think most of the speed horses seem to be to our inside. So I would imagine we're going to be kind of mid-pack. I'm really going to leave it up to Johnny. You know, the beautiful thing is on Saturday is Johnny's actually ridden the horse already. This will be the first time that the same jockey's ridden this horse 2 races in a row. So I think that's going to be a big advantage to him. And he's a great jockey. He's probably one of the best jockeys in the world. So I'm not going to interfere. I'm going to leave it to him.
Graham Motion joins us just out of curiosity. Do you wager on these races?
I really don't. Very rarely do I wager. I'm, if you win, you're so thrilled that there's really no benefit to me. And I'm just not a big wager. I'm not a very good handicapper, to be honest.
So you won't wager on the Preakness tomorrow?
I won't, no.
I will. I'm betting on your guy in the trifecta, so I'm picking him as my one horse, and I got a couple of others. So,
every expert we've had on this morning, we've had on Jay Pribman from Daily Form, we've had on Mike Battaglia from NBC yesterday, we had Bob Neumeier. I'm sure you're familiar with all these guys. They all said take Animal Kingdom to win. I do want to tell you about one other guest we had on. We had Kevin Plank on, who I know you know because you're training horses for Kevin, and Kevin was on with us yesterday. And he said that he told everybody before the Derby, bet Animal Kingdom, and it was because of you.
Well, that's cool. I mean, Kevin's a great supporter of the game. I'm excited to run his filly shared account tomorrow. She's the filly that won the Breeders' Cup. You know, he's just so good for the game, and he's got a lot of positive energy, so I'm thrilled to say he feels that way.
Well, Graham, look, best of luck, and hopefully we'll be talking to you after this race as the winner of the first 2 legs of the Triple Crown as you get ready to try to win the big one at Belmont. So thank you.
That would be pretty cool. Thanks.
So Graham Motion joining us. It's got to be unbelievable for him to be a trainer.
God, yeah.
And now to be the trainer.
He is the trainer. They say life has changed. Throwing out first pitches, and he's a name now. I don't know how many people who Graham Motion was who weren't inside horse racing before this, and now he's prominent.